The Toronto International Film Festival concluded over the weekend. It's one of the most important festivals in the world. It's especially important for the attention it focuses on Canadian movies, more important than the country's movie theaters. That's because English-language Canadian movies draw only about 1% of Canada's moviegoers. For a comparison, movies with subtitles attract 1% of movie audiences in the United States. In the first of a two-part series on movie-making abroad, David Darcy reports on a controversial new campaign to build Canadian audiences for Canadian movies.
You can probably name a Canadian actor, Keanu Reeves, William Shatner, Michael J. Fox, Pamela Anderson. Now name a Canadian director. Name a Canadian film. Most Canadians can't. If some Canadian producers have their way, the title Mambo Italiano will come to mind.
Samuel Goldwyn Films invites you to meet the Barberini family. The father.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
The son.
How do you think our parents would react if I were to tell them that I'm a...
A what?
You know,
a fag.
Hey, shh.
The daughter.
This is gonna kill them.
Mambo Italiano, which premiered for English-speaking Canada at the Toronto Festival, has already taken in more than $3 million in one province. Yves Dion, the head of Equinox, its distributor, gave the film what may now be the ultimate Canadian compliment.
I have to admit that it doesn't look at all like a Canadian film.
Mambo Italiano is a crucial test of what's being called the 5% solution, a campaign to attract 5% of the Canadian public to Canadian films.
This is exactly the kind of film that we want to make, which is a film with good cinematic values, but at the same time something which is very accessible, very funny, very nice, very warm.
The mandate came more than a year ago from Richard Sturzberg, head of the state funding agency Telefilm Canada, who believes in investing in Canadian films that Canadians will pay to see.
Historically, we've been somewhat reluctant to invest in what I would call broadly popular films. There was people who were principally concerned with investing in films where they felt that the sort of artistic and cultural values were very, very high, but often that meant investing in art house films and rather difficult films. So we've changed, and we've been investing in an enormous variety of films, everything from very big films to kids' films and science fiction films and comedies, and we have just a much bigger portfolio and a much bigger range.
Sturzberg's budget to do that is about $100 million Canadian. Denis Seguin, a writer for Screen International magazine, says part of what's driving the policy is accountability.
It's a feeling that the filmmakers aren't wearing a commercial hat when they go about the process of making a movie, that there are just too many auteurs who are basically engaging in artistic pursuit on the government teat, and this isn't exactly what they had in mind. They were hoping that people would start to make movies that Canadians would want to see, and Canadians don't want to see the movies that Canadian filmmakers are making.
Just bear in mind that the two most successful Canadian films in and out of Canada were Meatballs and Porky's. Don Carmody, who also produced the hit film Chicago, produced both of those.
Canadians like American-style cinema, and there is no, in my mind, indigenous Canadian cinema. So we like the same stories as Americans. And they, let's face it, they see every American film made practically because Toronto is the third largest market in North America.
Carmody says one problem with Canadian films is the agency funding them.
Telefilm for the last 4 or 5 years has been something of a joke here among commercial producers. It's, you know, if you have enough beavers and trees and Indians in your film, you'll get it financed. But if it remotely resembled, a Hollywood commercial success, you weren't going to get anywhere.
Some filmmakers dispute that. 32-year-old Aaron Woodley was in Toronto premiering his first feature, Rhinoceros Eyes, an eerie tale about a young misfit working in a theatrical prop shop who spends most of the film in a monster mask. Even though Woodley's uncle is David Cronenberg, probably Canada's best-known film director, Woodley's film was turned down for funding by Telefilm Canada. His hard-to-classify film was funded by Madstone, a U.S. theater chain.
You know, Americans take risks. I mean, they'll jump into untested water more readily than a lot of Canadians who will, sometimes want to play it safe.
Woodley's uncle, David Cronenberg, was also at the Toronto Festival premiere. He says Canadian funders used to assume that risk, not anymore.
Frankly, I think it's a mistake. Because if your perception of films that make money
is Hollywood, then you are automatically put in the position of making fake Hollywood movies without the budget, probably without the star power. A film as art, I think, is what we have to offer. I mean, if you want to make shoes, if you want to go into manufacturing, that's fine, but it's not cinema, you know, it's Hollywood movie making. I think it's doomed to fail.
Telefilm Canada's Richard Sturzberg says he'll still support young Canadian directors and their quirky films, just not right away.
We're going to continue to make them, but, you know, we're going to try to make sure we make other things as well. It's not as though we're short of those films right now. What we've been short of is we've been short of the other kinds of films.
One director who has come up short in that plan is Tom Fitzgerald of Halifax. His latest film, The Event, ends with a party for the assisted suicide of a man with AIDS. Its cast includes Olympia Dukakis and Parker Posey. It opens in the U.S. in a few weeks. The Event got no Telefilm money, and its dark story, says Fitzgerald, certainly would not have satisfied one new Telefilm guideline.
The concept of redemption being something that has become a key factor in choosing a Canadian film for financing, that for the protagonist to go through a change and become a better person. And I think that's simply some kind of twisted mirror image of what we think a successful American film is.
Telefilm-funded heist films and horror films will open over the next few months, all geared toward the young Canadian audience that pays to see movies. Will Canadian film executives be able to predict public taste any better than they do in Hollywood, where the operating truth is that no one knows what will sell? Telefilm has now revised its 5% goal for next year to 4%. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.
Tomorrow, American movie makers in old and new Europe. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Petwood.